Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. I've just hit start recording and look down and it is 11:11 a.m. And I just love that. If you're like me, I love angel numbers. I love seeing those little signs that we get from the universe that we're on the right track. Something good is happening. Something good is coming. And, you know, I think that's been a theme at the moment in my world because I have started a second business with one of my friends, and that business is Biz Retreats. So the two of us are teaming up together to create business retreats in Tasmania, which is where we both live. And it's interesting because this business venture really started from us having a moment of just pure conversation of the realities of being a mum in business, the highs and lows that that comes with. And we were saying how we would both love to attend a business retreat, but all the business retreats we've ever seen involve getting on a plane and flying somewhere else. And logistically, as mums, that's not always easy to do. And so we were like, we should create our own business retreat. And we did. We hosted one in Tasmania and did a day one for the attendees to come along to. And it was amazing. And so we have got our next one already lined up, which will be in March 2024 in the most incredible part of Tasmania in the Tamar Valley. So if you're from Tassie or you've been here before, you'll know what that area looks like. And it is so pretty. And the property itself is also incredible. It has an indoor pool. It has a huge deck with the beautiful view of the Tamar Valley. It's on a bit of land, so there's plenty of space to enjoy. And the best part is for the people that get to attend this retreat, they all get their own private queen size bedroom as well, which is something that you don't often see with business retreats. Sometimes, you know, you have to share with somebody, or, you know, you might not get the same size bed. And so that's like a nice little perk to have as well. So super excited about that. If you want to find out more about that business retreat, I will pop the link in the show notes. And in the theme of thinking about next year and when this business retreat's going to be, I've also been preparing for my upcoming workshop, Dream, Plan, and Achieve. This workshop is all about getting prepared, planning your time for 2024, and really getting crystal clear on what your future vision looks like. What does your business look like in the future? What does your life look like? Helping you really map out and plan your goals and create an action plan. And so I'm super excited about that. At the time of this episode going out, there probably isn't a lot of time left to score yourself a ticket to that workshop, but I'll pop the link in the show notes so you can go and check it out if that is available for you. But, you know, thinking about next year, there's something new in store for me business-wise next year as well. And I'm not yet ready to share what that is, but just know something is coming. It is something exciting, and you will be one of the first to find out about it here on the podcast. So stay tuned because I will definitely be sharing with you very, very soon. And here, at the time of recording this, it is 28th of November. So we are right at the end of November now. Definitely thinking about Christmas, the school holidays. And so it is, I would say, a busy time of year, but I think it's just a full time of year. And, you know, I really like to reframe the wording around busy, because sometimes I feel like you say the word busy and it just comes with like almost an overwhelming feeling. And for me, it's like, yes, this time of year, I do have a full calendar. I have a full schedule. There is a lot happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of moving parts in business, but life too. But I like to look at it as it's full instead of busy. Busy just doesn't feel as good to me. So a little reframe there for you, a little mindset hack that you can shift that wording. Because if you use a word and you find that it brings a feeling in your body and you're like, oh, I don't necessarily love that feeling, reframe it to something that feels better for you. And so I have been definitely in the moment of preparing for Christmas and school holidays. And what that looks like is I have done all my Christmas shopping. Yes, to some people, it's interesting. Some people, they say, wow, you've done Christmas shopping so early. Whereas for me, I'm normally have, you know, done my Christmas shopping by probably the beginning of November. So for me, I'm like, oh, it's a bit later than usual. But yes, it's still a good month before Christmas and I've done all my Christmas shopping. And part of that is because I like to make the most of the Black Friday sales. And I'm sure as a listener, if you didn't purchase in the Black Friday sales, I'm sure you were tempted, because my gosh, email box was flooded with offers and all over social media and all the things. So it was a good opportunity to take advantage of some of those sales and score some good Christmas presents for people. But also looking at the fact that school holidays are coming up soon too. And my kids will be on school holidays soon for quite some time. Like the school holiday period is quite a long amount of time. And you'll know, as a listener here on the podcast or a follower of mine over on Instagram, you'll know that I run my business during school hours. I have two full-time school-age children, so I run my business when the kids are at school. And that also means that during school holidays, I take the foot off the pedal business-wise during the whole school holidays. Now, that being said, you will see content still coming out. There will still be new podcast episodes coming out. I will still show up on Instagram stories, and I will still, of course, be doing my client work. But outside of that, I'm not really actively in my business. And I like to do that because I really like to be present and enjoy the school holidays with my children. And I'm able to do it because I have systems in place that allow me to do that. And so behind the scenes, there are a lot of automation set up in my business, a lot of systems set up so that I don't need to be in doing these behind the scene tasks. I have systems that do it for me. And also, I get prepared for school holidays by scheduling in advance all of my content. So, you know, social media posts, the emails I send out every week to my email list, my blogs are pre-scheduled. This podcast, all of the episodes that will go out during the school holidays have been pre-recorded and pre-scheduled. And so all I need to do in the school holiday period is a little bit of admin, you know, attend to some emails. I will show up on Instagram stories because I love doing that. And that's something I like to do in the moment. My Instagram stories are pre-planned. I will, of course, be responding and engaging over on Instagram to comments, DMs, all of that. And then, of course, my clients. I love and adore coaching. I love and adore my clients, and I'm more than happy to do client work during that period as well. And so what that looks like is I will still be doing one-on-one sessions with those clients. And being a one-on-one client, they also receive my unlimited support via WhatsApp. So I will still be showing up for those clients in WhatsApp every single day during the school holidays as well. But what is interesting is, being that my clients are mums in business, typically a lot of them do have school-aged children as well. Not all of them, but I would say the majority do. And so during that period of time, they too often like to take the foot off their pedal a little bit business-wise. And so sometimes it actually coincides that they like to hit pause on working with me just over that period as well. So I'm very adaptable with my clients. I understand what it's like being a mom in business and having kids. And so I definitely will lean into whatever it is that my client needs, and I'll support them in whatever that looks like. So sometimes my client work is also decreased a little bit over that time as my clients too do a similar setup as I do in my business. So it's an interesting concept, and I know it can sound daunting to think about pre-recording and planning and scheduling such a lot of content over quite a big period of time. But for me, the way I often look at it is worth it. You know, for me, it means that between now and when school holidays start, I am behind the scenes doing a lot of the footwork so that I can enjoy that period of time. And it means that my business isn't disrupted in any way because all of the same content is still going out. Nothing changes. So from your perspective and your view, looking at my socials, my podcast, if you're on my email list, you know, you look at my blogs, it's all still happening. It's just I've done it all in advance so I can take that time off. So I'm sharing that with you as well because, you know, as a mum in business, you might want to enjoy that school holiday period. Or if your children are preschool age, you might want to just enjoy the Christmas, New Year's, the summer holidays, you know, enjoying all of that time with your family and not having to be so heavily present in your business. And so there are ways in which you can do that. And I think, you know, being really organized and intentional at pre-scheduling and planning makes a big difference. But just as much, having automations and systems set up in your business that work for you makes a huge, huge difference, not just when you want to take the foot off the pedal, but all year round. And I am someone who is all about productivity and efficiency. And if I can do something easier, quicker, I'm all for it. So that is how it's going to roll for me over the next few months. But in today's episode, I wanted to share an insight into what my day-to-day life looks like as a mum in business. And I think sometimes it's nice just to know like the behind the scenes. How does she do things? Like what does her life look like? You know, I'm someone who I'm always intrigued by this sort of thing because I always think it's fascinating to hear how someone structures their, not only their business, but their life. And so I wanted to share it with you so you can get a little bit of that behind the scenes of what a typical day in my life looks like, knowing that not every day is the same. You know, sometimes we get a lemon or two thrown at us, which can change things and shift things. You know, my children only last week were sick for 3 days. And so 3 days I had kids home sick, which, as you know, as a mom, that just changes everything. It means your whole schedule has to change. You have to adapt and pivot. You know what it's like. So there are times where things don't always look like this, but I wanted to give you, I guess, that insight into a typical day in my life and what happens over my week. So I guess to start, I do create overarching themes for each of my working days. Now, as I've already shared, I work my business during school hours. So what that looks like for me is Monday to Friday, 9 till 2:30. And that timing is pretty spot on. I'm lucky enough to live very close to my children's school, so it doesn't take me too long to drive to them, pick them up, or drop them off. So that's typically what the hours are looking like for me. Now, within this time frame, I treat it like I'm going to a job. So from 9 till 2:30, it is business time. Now, I will take a lunch break, and in that lunch break, I will probably put on a load of washing. I may pack the dishwasher. You know, there are some little home life things that I do get to do in my lunch break, but I really do treat my day as if I'm going to a job Because otherwise, I think if we don't have really clear boundaries and structure around our business time, I think it can create overwhelm, and it can create a feeling of not being able to do the things that we're wanting to do. And so when we can have these clear-cut boundaries around our time, it does make such a big difference. So each day has its own theme. So Mondays are my admin and CEO day. They are the days where I will do emails, I will go over my financials, you know, any admin tasks. I will also check in with my goals. I do that every single week. I also track my numbers. So I have a spreadsheet set up where I track all of my numbers. I think it's really, really important to be tracking your numbers and understanding your numbers as well. It can tell you so much in your business of potential areas that might need a little bit of attention and work. So that is something I do every week. I also review my week ahead. So on a Monday morning, I will look at my schedule for the week ahead just to see if I need to make any changes. Do I need to move anything? How am I looking for my week ahead? And I'll also review my year at a glance calendar. So I have a spreadsheet that is an entire year. So I've got one for 2023 and I've got another one for 2024. And this gives me an idea of where I might have mapped out a launch or a new offer, where I'm going to be having school holidays, all of those kinds of things. And so I'll review that at the same time. And so Monday really is the day for me to step into CEO mindset. It's the day where I work more heavily on my business than in my business. And I think it's really important to create time and space for you to do this. And it doesn't have to be a whole day, but just to have moments where you regularly check in with not just your goals, but also looking at your business from that CEO's point of view and thinking about, you know, what do you want in the future for your business? What are the goals that you're wanting to achieve? You can also, you know, think about different ideas that you want to create in your business, you know, offers that you want to generate, all of those kinds of things. And so that's what Monday is typically dedicated for, is that overarching theme. Now on a Tuesday, that is my, I guess, personal development day. That is the day in which I will look into some courses that I've done or some trainings that I want to go through. And that is the day where I'll create a little bit of space for that. On Wednesdays and Thursdays are typically my content creation and client days. So clients will book in with me typically on those 2 days. And they're also the days I do my content creation. Now, content creation is things like this podcast. It is writing up my blogs. It is creating social media posts. It is putting together emails that I send out to my email list. Now, when it comes to content creation for me, my business, I do a different approach to some. So for me, I don't schedule time necessarily to do content creation the way you think I might do it. So for me, I definitely lean into a lot of intuition when it comes to me and my business. And so I might have an idea spark, an idea that lands with me where I'm like, oh, this is what I want to talk about, or this idea gets dropped into me where I'm like, this is what I want to speak on, this is what I want to share, and I will pop that into my phone. Now, you can use the note section on your phone, but for me, I use Trello as my project management system. So there is an app on my phone for Trello. So I've got a little area where I put all of my content ideas. And so then on a Wednesday and a Thursday, I will have time and space where I can actually sit down and articulate that content and put it all together into something tangible for you to read or listen to or whatever that looks like. And so for me, I really like to let inspiration come when it comes, and I will just pop that idea down, bank it for later, and then I'll come back and put it together on that Wednesday or Thursday. Now on a Friday, and if you follow me on socials, you probably already know this, on a Friday, it is Renee Day. Now, I have done this deliberately because I could easily spend every minute of my time working on my business. And we can so easily do that. The more time we allow ourselves, the more time things will take us. And as business owners, there's never that end destination. There's always things we could be doing, always things we could do in our business, new ideas. Like, there are just so many things. And I think it's important to have time for ourselves. And I am fortunate enough to allow myself that time and space. You know, having two children that are full-time school, I understand that I have a lot more time availability than I once did when my children were little. And when I was juggling, you know, small children and also back then a part-time job as well. And so, yes, it's a privilege to have this time, but I'm also going to damn well take it. So for me, Fridays are Renee days. And that is a day where it's just a whatever day for me. And what I mean by that is, on a Friday, that's a day where I might catch up with friends, go for coffee. I say coffee, but you know I drink tea and I don't drink coffee, but that's just what we call it, which is really strange. I will, you know, do things for myself on that day. I might go and spend some time with my dear Nan. You know, I am fortunate enough to still have my Nan with me. We're quite close, so I will do something with her maybe that day. Or I might just want to stay home, watch Real Housewives, read a book. You know, it's just a day that I schedule for me. And I really love and enjoy and cherish that time that I get. And so they are the overarching themes I have for each of the days of the week. But I guess to take you through what a day actually looks like, I will step you through that. So my day starts at 6 a.m. Now, this hasn't always been the case. And, you know, back when my children were smaller, they would effectively be my alarm clock. You know, when they would wake up in the morning for their feed, that is when I would then get up with them. But things look very different for me now, having, you know, children who are at school. It's a little bit different. They like to sleep in a little bit, which is something that I couldn't even fathom when my children were younger. So they wake up at 7 a.m. So for me, I wake up at 6. So I get an hour of a window of time before I have to step into mum mode. And so that is where I have my own little morning routine set up. So for me, I wake up. First thing I do, I'll be completely honest, is go and make myself a cup of tea. I will then sit down with my journal and I'll do some journaling in the morning. And what that looks like is really setting my intention for my day ahead of what it is that I'm wanting to focus on, what it is that I'm wanting to call in for my day. And then I will just journal on whatever it is that lands with me in that moment. Quite often it's a bit like a thought download or a brain dump, where I will just journal on whatever is coming to me in that moment. Once I've done that, I will go and get myself ready for the day. And by this stage, you know, it could be close to the kids getting up. And so once the kids are up, we're getting ready for the day, school lunches, school bags, school clothes, breakfast for the kids, you know, getting ourselves all ready for our day. And then I take the kids to school. Now, the first hour of my work day is scheduled out. So, you know, effectively my work day doesn't really start till 10 a.m. And the reason this is I allow an hour from when I've dropped the kids off to school to coming back to my home office and starting work, because I like to take that time to usually go for a walk along the beach. And I think starting my work day by moving my body, getting outside in fresh air, the beautiful view that I get to look at while I go for my walk, really sets me up to be in a great energetic space to then start my day. And so I always feel so good after doing that walk. And so that's typically how my day will start. Then when I get home, I usually sit down and do an intention setting for my business, of what it is that I'm wanting to, again, call in for the day in my business. I'll also set what my top three priorities are for that very day. And you may have heard me talk about this before as well, where I don't like to-do lists. I think even the name of to-do it just, again, it's a bit like that busy. It just doesn't feel good to me. So I've always, you know, shared with my clients to reframe a to-do list to be an accomplishment list. It's a list of things that you're going to accomplish rather than here's a list of things I have to do. It just feels so different, just changing the name. But even stripping it back a step further, and instead of writing out a huge accomplishment list of 50 tasks that you need to do, I think coming back to just what your top three priorities are can be really helpful. And it can mean that you don't feel so overwhelmed going into your day because you've stripped it back just to those top three priorities. So another little mindset hack for you and another little productivity shift that you can make as well. Now from here, this is where I'll typically check in with my clients. And so as I shared before, my one-on-one clients get unlimited access to me via WhatsApp support. And so I will check in with my clients. So what this looks like from, I guess, a day-to-day view is my clients are able to drop into WhatsApp, you know, voice note, type a message, send audio, send a video, anything like that, whenever they like, whenever they like. For me, during my business hours, I will be available to them. But what it looks like is I still have structure around that. I'm not just jumping into WhatsApp every 5 minutes to respond to my clients. I also have notifications turned off. So it's a matter of me actually creating that time and space to go into that and then, you know, help my clients in any way that I can. And so, you know, in this start of my day, I will absolutely check in with my clients, respond to any messages that are there, and, you know, be there to support and coach them through whatever it is that they need that support for. Then from here, I will typically do some admin. So I will go into my Trello. As I said before, that is my project management system that I use, and I will look at what I have on for the day, what needs to be done, what I've got coming up. I can look at the projects. I can look at the tasks that are needed, all of those sorts of things. And then depending on each day, my tasks are obviously different. And again, coming back to that overarching theme I have for each of my days, each day looks different as well. Now, in terms of a lunch break, as I said before, I do take a lunch break and I treat it like going to a job. So in that lunch break, I will go upstairs because my home office is downstairs at my home. And so I'll go upstairs into the kitchen, make myself some lunch. I've usually got a lunch prepared in the fridge ready. So again, day to day, that's always different. Sometimes it's leftovers. Sometimes I'm pulling a leftover out of the freezer. It just is different every day. But that is also where I might unpack the dishwasher. I might load the dishwasher. I might do a load of washing. I will do some other tasks as well. And then I also will intentionally eat away from my desk as well. So I will sit at the dining room table to have my lunch, or being that the weather is so nice now and, you know, we can enjoy going outside in the fresh air and the sunshine, I'll often take my lunch and go and sit outside without my phone and without being on a computer. And I think it's really important if you have a job where you are quite often in front of a screen, I think it's really nice to take some space away from a screen for a moment. And so that is how my lunch break looks. And then I will work right up until that school pickup time. And so from there, go and pick up kids from school. And then I'm effectively back in mum mode. And so, you know, business gets put to the side and I step back into mum mode. And that looks like, you know, doing activities with the kids. It looks like just spending time with them. It also looks like doing whatever it is that I need to home and life-wise with the kids as well. So today, for instance, I will pick the kids up from school and then we need to go and pick up the groceries. So I will do that. So it looks, again, different day to day. And it also looks different depending on what activities the kids have as well. Because as a mom, and when your kids are starting to get a bit older, they have their own lives as well. And it's interesting because sometimes I look to my daughter she's nearly 11, and I think, wow, she has a busier social life than I do, which is just a fascinating concept as well. And then for me, I will start preparing tea, which, yes, I call it tea. Most people call it dinner. I don't know if it's just a Tassie thing or not, but I will start prepping for that around 4:30-ish, depending on what we're having, because I like to have tea at 5:30. So we're sort of done by 6 o'clock. Now, again, I'm not strict around this. Some days it's a bit different. It just depends. Now, typically my kids go to bed at about 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's starting to push closer to 8 o'clock. And I think partly due to daylight savings down here in Tassie, it's not getting dark till a lot later. And so it's hard for the kids' bodies to adapt to bedtime when it's actually still light out. So that's changing and shifting a little bit in our household. And what it means is it's shifting everything else in the schedule as well a little bit. So for me, once the kids have gone to bed, I pop them to bed. You know, I do a little moment of time with each of them on their own. So that might look like reading a book. It might look like just sitting and chatting to each other. Just so they've got a little bit of one-on-one time, each of them, at the end of the day as well. Then from there, I do my power hour. So I actually have a free download for the exact step-by-step guide to how I do my power hour, how you can incorporate it into your life, because honestly, my power hour really sets me up for success every single day and is something that I couldn't live without. And it's interesting because it doesn't just help me in my life, it helps me in my business as well. So I'll pop the link to that in the show notes so you can access that, because it comes with a PDF and also an audio download as well, which you can access. So I will then do my power hour from 8 till 9 o'clock. Now, this does look like tidying up the kitchen from tea if I haven't already done that. It might look like folding the laundry again if I haven't been able to do that. It also is an opportunity for me to get ready for the next day. So for me, what that looks like is preparing lunches for the next day, getting the outfits out for the next day, packing any bags that I need to. Basically anything I can do in my power hour that's going to mean I've got less to do in the next day, I will do it. And so that is what I do from 8 till 9. 9 till 9:30 is basically my time. You know, that might look like me and Lee, my hubby, watching some TV together. It's just an open window to do with what I like. And again, I'm quite intuitive, so I like to lean into whatever I feel like doing in those moments. And then 9:30 till 10 o'clock is typically that time where I'm getting ready for bed. So that looks like skincare, brushing my teeth, you know, putting my oils in my diffuser. I might read a book, or if it's wintertime, I will definitely be taking a bath. Anything I can do to just sort of wind down from my day and get myself into that space of getting ready for bed. And then bedtime typically is that 10 to 10:30 mark, where I'll be in bed with the goal to go to sleep as quick as I possibly can for a good night's sleep, ready to get up at 6 the next day. So that is typically what a day in my life looks like. Again, there's often, you know, things are changing, there's moving parts, not every day looks the same, but this is typically what a day in my life looks like as well. So I thought I would share that with you. If you have any questions about it, you're like, oh, I want to know more about this, come and find me over on Instagram at renee.o'neill. Jump in my DMs, ask away. More than happy to answer any questions that you have. But that's what my day looks like. So hopefully you found some little nuggets in amongst that you can incorporate into your day to make your life and business just that little bit easier. Because I'm all about trying to make life as easy as possible for us mums in business, so that we can, yes, have that successful business that we're wanting to build and have for ourselves, but to also be the kind of present parent that we want to be and enjoy the time we get with our kids as well. So that is all for today's episode, and I will talk to you next week. Thank Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.